Hello, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is episode 5 of 8 in our ongoing reading of Clement of Alexandria's little treatise, Who is the Rich Man That Shall Be Saved? This treatise is an exposition of the account of Christ's encounter with the rich young ruler in Mark 10, verses 17 through 31. There are 42 chapters in this treatise, and again, we're in episode 5 of 8, where we're going to be looking at chapters 21 through 25. Here is chapter 21. But the Lord replies, "Because what is impossible with men is possible with God." This, again, is full of great wisdom. For a man by himself, working and toiling at freedom from passion, achieves nothing. But if he plainly shows himself very desirous and earnest about this, he attains it by the addition of the power of God. For God conspires with willing souls. But if they abandon their eagerness, the Spirit which is bestowed by God is also restrained. For to save the unwilling is the part of one exercising compulsion, but to save the willing, that of one showing grace. Nor does the kingdom of heaven belong to sleepers and sluggards, but the violent take it by force. For this alone is commendable violence, to force God and take life from God by force. And he, knowing those who persevere firmly, or rather violently, yields and grants. For God delights in being vanquished in such things. Therefore, on hearing those words, the blessed Peter, the chosen, the preeminent, the first of the disciples, for whom alone and himself the Savior paid tribute, quickly seized and comprehended the saying, and what does he say? Lo, we have left all and followed thee. Now, if by all he means his property, he boasts of leaving 4 oboli, perhaps in all, and forgets to show the kingdom of heaven to be their recompense. But if casting away what we were now speaking of, the old mental possessions and soul diseases, they follow in the master's footsteps, this now joins them to those who are to be enrolled in the heavens. For it is thus that one truly follows the Savior, by aiming at sinlessness and at his perfection, and adorning and composing the soul before it as a mirror, and arranging everything in all respects similarly. Chapter 22. And Jesus answering said, Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall leave what is his own, parents and children and wealth, for my sake in the Gospels, shall receive 100-fold. But let neither this trouble you, nor the still harder saying delivered in another place in the words, Whoso hateth not father and mother and children and his own life besides, cannot be my disciple. For the God of peace, who also exhorts to love enemies, does not introduce hatred and disillusion from those that are dearest. But if we are to love our enemies, it is in accordance with right reason that, ascending from them, we should love also those nearest in kindred. Or if we are to hate our blood relations, deduction teaches us that much more are we to spurn from our enemies, so that the reasonings would be shown to destroy one another. But they do not destroy each other, nor are they near doing so. For from the same feeling and disposition, and on the ground of the same rule, one loving his enemy may hate his father, inasmuch as he neither takes vengeance on an enemy, nor reverences a father more than Christ. For by the one word he extirpates hatred and injury, and by the other shamefacedness toward one's relations, if it is detrimental to salvation. If then one's father or son or brother be godless and become a hindrance to faith and an impediment to the higher life, let him not be friends or agree with him, but on account of the spiritual enmity, let him dissolve the fleshly relationship. Chapter 23. Suppose the matter to be a lawsuit. Let your father be imagined to present himself to you and say, I begot and reared thee, follow me and join with me in wickedness, and obey not the law of Christ. And whatever a man who is a blasphemer and dead by nature would say. But on the other side, hear the Savior. I regenerated thee. who wert ill-born of the world to death. I emancipated, healed, ransomed thee. I will show thee the face of the good Father, God. Call no man thy father on earth. Let the dead bury the dead. But follow thou me, for I will bring thee to a rest of ineffable and unutterable blessings, which eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of men, into which angels desire to look, and see what good things God hath prepared for the saints and the children who love him. I am he who feeds thee, giving myself as bread, of which he who has tasted experiences death no more, and supplying day by day the drink of immortality. I am teacher of super-celestial lessons. For thee I contended with death, and paid thy death, which thou owedst for thy former sins and thy unbelief towards God. Having heard these considerations on both sides, decide for thyself, and give thy vote for thine own salvation. Should a brother say the like, should a child, should a wife, should anyone whosoever, in preference to all, let Christ in thee be conqueror, for he contends in thy behalf. Chapter 24. You may even go against wealth. Say, certainly Christ does not debar me from property. The Lord does not envy. But do you see yourself overcome and overthrown by it? Leave it. Throw it away. Hate. Renounce. Flee. Even if thy right eye offend thee, quickly cut it out. Better is the kingdom of God to a man with one eye than the fire to one who is unmutilated. Whether hand or foot or soul, hate it, for it is destroyed here for Christ's sake. It will be restored to life yonder. Chapter 25. And to this effect, similarly, is what follows. Now, at this present time, not to have lands and money and houses and brethren with persecutions, for it is neither penniless nor homeless nor brotherless people that the Lord calls to life, since he also called rich people, but, as we have said above, also brothers, as Peter with Andrew and James with John, the son of Zebedee, but of one mind with each other and Christ. And the expression with persecutions rejects the possessing of each of those things. There is a persecution which arises from without, from men assailing the faithful, either out of hatred or envy or avarice, or through diabolic agency. But the most painful is internal persecution, which proceeds from each man's own soul being vexed by impious lusts and diverse pleasures and base hopes and destructive dreams, when, always grasping at more and maddened by brutish loves and inflamed by the passions which beset it like goads and stings, it is covered with blood to drive it on to insane pursuits and to despair of life and to contempt of God. More grievous and painful is this persecution which arises from within, which is ever with a man, and which the persecuted cannot escape, for he carries the enemy about everywhere in himself. Thus also burning, which attacks from without works trials, but that from within produces death. War also made on one is easily put an end to, but that which is in the soul continues till death. With such persecution, if you have worldly wealth, if you have brothers allied by blood and other pledges, abandon the whole wealth of these which leads to evil. Procure peace for yourself. Free yourself from protracted persecutions. Turn from them to the gospel. Choose before all the Savior and Advocate and Paraclete of your soul, the Prince of Life. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And in the present time are things evanescent and insecure, but in that to come is eternal life. Here ends episode 5 of 8 of the reading of Clement of Alexandria's Who is the Rich Man That Shall Be Saved. In this episode, we covered chapters 21 through 25. I hope this has been encouraging to those who are listening, And I'll look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.